This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 AM News. The headlines first. Ravi Lamisani re-elected unopposed as Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson. Government provides scholarships to students affected by human-wildlife conflict. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of continued heatwave risk in Tarai region. And US and Iran create conflicting claims on peace framework deal. Now the news in detail. The first general convention of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is currently underway in Chitwan, with voting for new leadership set to begin today. Meanwhile, party president Ravi Lamisani has been re-elected unopposed as the party chairperson. As no other candidate filed nominations for the post, Lamisani was elected unopposed for a second term. The party said his nomination was proposed by senior leader Balendra Shah. However, the Election Commission is yet to make an official announcement. Meanwhile, the party's election schedule for the convention has been revised several times. The updated calendar shows that the final list of delegates has been published, with nominations and registration processes for Central Committee post carried out in multiple phases, followed by objections, withdrawals, and final candidate list. Voting for the first phase of leadership selection is scheduled for this morning, with results expected within 2 hours after counting concludes. The party will then announce further schedules based on the outcome. Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta has directed health workers and hospital management at Bakulahar Ratnanagar Hospital in Chitwan to ensure quality healthcare services and address patients' concerns effectively. During an inspection of the hospital yesterday, Minister Mehta, accompanied by parliamentarian Hari Dhakal, stressed that accessible healthcare is the government's responsibility and instructed officials to ensure that service seekers do not face difficulties in accessing health insurance-related services. The minister also placed government support for managing the technical equipment and human resources required by the hospital. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Bikram Timilsina has stressed the need for government institutions to work in a manner that ensures public satisfaction, saying people's trust is essential for strengthening state institutions. During an inspection of the District Postal Office Chitwan yesterday, Minister Timilsina said public confidence in institutions grows only when citizens receive effective services, and urged employees to remain focused on serving the people, noting that the postal service, despite technological advancements, continues to hold relevance in many developed countries. Speaking to journalists after inspecting various government offices, Minister Timilsina said politics should be a means of serving the people rather than demonstrating power. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Gauri Kumari Yadav has said the government will move forward with activities related to the construction and operation of the proposed Saktikhor Industrial Zone in Chitwan. Speaking at a program organized by the Chitwan Association of Industries yesterday, Minister Yadav said preparations are underway to operationalize the industrial zone there and that related works would be expedited. Scholarships have been distributed to students from families affected by human-wildlife conflict in areas around protected zones. Minister for Agriculture, Forest and Environment Geeta Chaudhary handed over scholarships of 10,000 rupees each to students who lost their parents in attacks by wild animals. The support has been provided to students from grade 1 to 12 at a program organized at the National Parks Office yesterday. The program was implemented in coordination with the National Trust for Nature Conservation, targeting families contributing to conservation efforts while living at risk of wildlife conflict. The Special Court has granted permission to the Department of Money Laundering Investigation to keep CPN-UML Vice Chairperson Vishnu Prasad Paudil in judicial custody for 7 days for further investigation. A division bench of judges at the Special Court issued the order effective from Monday. Powdil, who served as a finance minister, was presented before the special court yesterday after being apprehended in Surkhet and brought to Kathmandu. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has warned that the risk of heat waves remain in parts of the Tarai region despite the onset of the monsoon. According to the department, temperatures in Nepalganj and Dhangari are expected to remain extremely high, with maximum temperatures likely to reach 41 degrees Celsius. Areas including Birendranagar, Gorahi and Bhairava are also expected to experience hot weather conditions. Meanwhile, rainfall activity is expected to continue across the many hilly and mountainous areas of the country. The department has urged residents in areas vulnerable to thunderstorms, lightning and extreme heat to take necessary precautions. Amid the rising temperatures, Nepalganj sub-metropolitan city has ordered the closure of all 163 schools within its jurisdiction for 3 days starting today. Education Division Chief at the sub-metropolitan city said that decision was taken following recommendations from the weather authorities and reports of students experiencing health problems due to the intense heat. According to Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, temperatures had reached 40 degrees Celsius in Nepalganj yesterday. The Nepal-Spain Business Forum 2026, held in Madrid, has emphasized strengthening cooperation between Spanish investors and Nepal's government and private sector to promote trade and investment. Organized by the Embassy of Nepal in Madrid, the forum brought together government officials, business leaders and entrepreneurs from both countries to explore opportunities for expanding commercial ties. According to the embassy, the forum concluded with discussions and networking sessions involving Spanish textile and jewelry companies, investment agencies, government officials, and media representatives. The European Union has launched two regional aviation initiatives in Kathmandu to strengthen aviation safety and regulatory cooperation in Nepal and across South Asia. According to the EU delegation to Nepal, aviation authorities, airlines, industry representatives and technical experts from the region are participating in programs under the EU South Asia Aviation Partnership Project. The first program, the third module of the Regional Aviation Safety Program, began yesterday and is being hosted by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal in collaboration with ATR. Likewise, a second regional workshop on continuing airworthiness and regulatory updates is scheduled in Kathmandu from June 29 to July 2nd. The program will review recent regulatory developments of the European Union Aviation Safety Agency and modern oversight practices. The EU said the initiatives reflect growing regional cooperation on aviation safety and highlights the increasing role of South Asia as a platform for aviation dialogue. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Iran have issued conflicting statements on key elements of their emerging peace framework, including nuclear inspections, maritime controls, and financial agreements as negotiations continue under a 60-day timeline. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Iran will not be allowed to impose tolls in the Strait of Hormuz under any final agreement, stressing that international maritime law must be respected. However, Iranian officials have rejected U.S. claims regarding nuclear oversight, including statements by U.S. President Donald Trump that Iran had agreed to allow extensive and long-term international inspections. Tehran says no such concessions has been made and that its ballistic missile program is not part of the negotiations. These agreements come after a first round of negotiations held in Switzerland, with both sides also offering differing accounts on sanctions relief, financial access, and control of the Strait of Hormuz. While negotiations continue, both Washington and Tehran have signaled a willingness to proceed, but major differences remain over enforcement, inspections, and long-term security arrangements. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that generally cloudy weather conditions are expected in hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, as well as in the Terai region of Kosi province, with partly cloudy conditions likely in Madhes province. Furthermore, the weather is likely to remain mainly fair in the Terai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces today. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. Moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Terai region of Kosi province and at one or two places in the Madhes province and the Terai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. Heatwave conditions are likely at some places in the Terai regions of Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces, while hot day conditions may occur at some places in the Terai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is an influence of the monsoon winds in all parts of the Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, as well as some areas of Gandaki province and a few places in the eastern part of Lumbini province, with the remaining parts of the country under the partial influence of western winds and local winds. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Ravi Lamichhane re-elected unopposed as Rashtriya Swatantra Party chairperson. Government provides scholarships to students affected by human-wildlife conflict. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology warns of continued heatwave risk in Terai region. And U.S. and Iran create conflicting claims on peace framework deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.